Hi, and welcome to Straight Shot Radio. My name is Johnny Slick, and I'm the owner and head coach at Straight Shot Training. Zach Dyvelbliss was in a car accident several years ago that left him in a coma for 6 weeks. When he came out of it, doctors told his family that he may never be able to walk or talk again. Today, Zach trains twice a week with Straight Shot coach Rebecca Reefsnyder, where he does squats, deadlifts, ladder drills, hurdles, and a whole lot more than just walking and talking. Zach's recovery hasn't been easy, though, and his injuries have affected him greatly, both physically and mentally. He still has a long way to go before he can get back to his passion of welding, but with his never-quit attitude, his positive outlook on his triumphs and setbacks, and his ability to laugh through it all, Zach makes progress in and out of the gym every day. This is why I had to have him sit down with me to share his story with you all. Okay, we're here with Zach Dyvelbliss. Zach works out here at the Y. He trains with Rebecca. Rebecca's been a recurring guest on the show here, and Rebecca does all of the nutrition stuff for Straight Shot. But to introduce you all a little bit to Zach, first, Zach, thank you for being here today.
Yes, sir.
So did you grow up here in Maryland?
Yes, sir. Okay. I did.
So pretty close to the Y, right? Like about 15 minutes away?
Yep. Okay. Walkersville.
Gotcha. So you go to high school in Walkersville?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay. So what year did you graduate?
2012.
Okay. Yep. And we're talking before, you said you're 24 now.
Yep.
You and I have a birthday 10 days apart.
Yeah.
Found out it's pretty cool. So you train here with Rebecca. How long have you worked out here at the Y?
I've worked out about here about a year or longer.
Okay. Did you work out before you trained with her?
I used to work and I used to do farm work and all that stuff, so that was kind of working out.
Oh, gotcha. So you had never worked out in a gym before you came here?
Before high school, yeah, but other than that, no.
Oh, gotcha. So did you play sports in high school?
Nope.
Okay, just worked.
I just was a agricultural mechanic in the shop.
Oh, cool.
And FFA, we did a bunch of stuff on tractors and painting tractors in the shop at school. And
so you were working out, it just wasn't like gym working out.
Yeah,
definitely. So why did you start working out here then?
I had an accident.
Okay.
And I started working out because of physical therapy. I was an outpatient, and I was at Kernan, and I was an outpatient.
Okay.
And
they released you from physical therapy after that?
Yes,
then?
They did.
Okay, cool.
And then I started.
So let's go back and we'll talk about a little bit about the accident, and then we'll get into the physical therapy part. So, just give us the overview of what happened in the accident.
I was driving and I really can't remember.
Okay.
I lost control and
okay.
It's not my mind anymore.
Yeah.
And I flipped the car.
Okay.
Three or four times.
Okay.
Hit a tree.
Holy cow.
And yeah.
Okay.
And I was ejected out of it.
Gotcha. Wow. Holy cow.
And I hit my head on a tree.
Jeez. So it's a miracle that you're alive then.
Yes, sir.
Flipping the car three, four times.
Yep.
Ejected out of the car.
Yep.
And hitting your head on a tree.
Yeah.
So do you have any idea? Did anybody tell you like how long it was between the time that you had your crash and somebody finding you there? Or was there somebody right behind you? Or?
There was a girl and her boyfriend in a car. They drove past me. Well, they saw my accident happen, and she was, I can't remember if she's a volunteer firefighter or a EMS, or I don't know how she was. And she was like, oh my God, we need to stop.
Yeah.
So she got me out, and she was like, no one do anything to him. We just got to keep his heart pumping and all that. And, I mean, I was bleeding left and right.
Jeez. So, was she doing, like, compressions, like CPR?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That's nuts, man. So then, you probably remember leading up to the accident and, or maybe anything, you just know that the accident happened.
Yeah.
And then after that though, when did you wake up after that?
I was in a coma for about 5 to 6 weeks after my accident.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. It was horrible.
Yeah. So do you remember waking up out of the coma or not much from that? It's kind of brought hazy.
No, not really much.
Okay.
Out of that. I mean, some people tell me I was iffy in the room, and some people tell me I was angry in the room and all that. But I'm just like,
okay.
I honestly can tell people right now, I honestly don't remember.
Don't remember anything. That's nuts. Because I've heard, you know, you hear coma stories and people remember, people talk to them and stuff like that. Yeah. But 9 times out of 10, nobody remembers when they're in a coma. Yeah. and like in your situation, a lot of people don't even remember when they wake up.
Yeah, and that's how I was. And I mean, I was just laying in bed. I was like, "Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad."
Oh, so when you, so when you woke up, it was, you had family with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
My mom and dad.
Yep.
I think my brother and his wife were there. I'm not really sure if they were or not. But,
okay.
And our family friends were there, and they were just happy I was talking and opened my eyes.
Yeah, man, that's insane. So I'm not sure if I've told you, but my wife had a double lung transplant.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's crazy. When you're in those situations as both the person either having a surgery or in a coma or the accident or whatever, and then you have the families that are going through part of that, it's almost like your brain blocks out that whole section because it's so hard. It's mm-hmm. so painful, not only physically, obviously, for you and mentally for you, and also physically and emotionally for the families around it. It's crazy how trauma can just affect people like that. That's crazy. So come out of your coma, what was it like beginning that rehab process? Did they tell you the extent of your injuries kind of right off the bat?
No, I'm...
Okay.
It's... I really don't remember much.
Okay. Like,
I mean, I'm not trying to sound funny or anything, but my memory is just like totally blanked out. And
well, you've called me the guy from the gym for like a year. I get that. I remember Rebecca telling me about that in the beginning. So do you remember anything about the rehab process? Like your first days of physical therapy, much of that stuff? Or is that still all kind of a blur?
It's still kind of a blur. I get people telling me, you did this, you did this, you did this too. And then you had this doctor name this. I'm like, I really can't remember.
Remember that.
And they're like, are you serious? I'm like, I don't even know what the doctor looked like.
Wow.
And they're like, wow, you are just incredible.
Yeah, from what you told me about your accident, I mean, I would expect a doctor to probably say that, like, you wouldn't be able to walk again or something. So
my mom and dad heard that, too. They were like, he might not walk, he might not talk.
Wow.
I have been told coming out of the coma was very difficult, many reasons, and I went to Kernan in Baltimore.
That's the rehab place you were at?
Yeah.
Okay.
For my rehab, and I was there for about 2 months. I had to take physical therapy, speech therapy, and cognitive therapy.
Okay.
I can't remember what cognitive therapy is.
That's funny. That's brain stuff. You know, remembering things, making new memories. Yeah, you know, as funny as you can't remember. Wow. Yeah. So I mean, you had to relearn how to do a lot of stuff then.
Yep.
Yeah. That's crazy. I wonder if, you know, some of that is because it's like my son right now. You know, he's 14 months old.
Yep.
He is not going to remember learning how to walk up the stairs and the amount of times that he's tripped and fallen and stuff. But I think sometimes, like, it's a blessing that we don't remember that because it's probably so hard. Like being a little kid probably really sucks.
Yeah.
It's just they can't communicate it.
Yep.
So I wonder how much that is maybe your brain's way of shielding you.
Yeah.
Because I remember with my wife, like, I was talking to her about some of the stuff that happened after her transplant, and she just doesn't really remember that much of it.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't have a cognitive any type of brain damage or anything from hers. It was just, it's almost like a shielding thing. And there's stuff about that I can't remember that somebody says, you know, remember when this happened? And I'm like, not really.
Yeah.
So I can see where that would be that way. Because I mean, it's 2 months of relearning everything.
Yeah, I mean, it was a total. I'll say blessing that I'm still here with my family.
Well, absolutely, man.
And it was just a really rough road to plow through and try and learning it again. Absolutely. I'm blessed that I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah, and watching you in the gym, I mean, it's incredible. Rebecca, how are you doing? I saw you doing step-ups today. I saw you doing deadlifts. You're doing some floor exercises and standing exercises. I mean, you're doing the same stuff that I have my clients do. It's crazy how far that you've been able to come from that.
Yeah.
Man. So let's talk a little bit about how this has affected you physically.
All right.
So just give people an idea of what you've dealt with after this here. So how has the accident and then the physical therapy affected you physically over the past 5 years?
Okay, so the accident has affected me mentally because I am frustrated with myself that I can't really remember much of anything.
Okay.
I mean, it's from my past and recent.
Wow.
It's like yesterday. I can't really remember what I did yesterday. It's absolutely crazy.
Huh.
And no, I can't really remember past or present.
Okay.
And I get angry because I can't do things I used to do. I can't drive right now.
Okay.
And this is very frustrating because I can't see my friends like I used to.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to be at my best friend Jason's house 24/7.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I was not coming home at all. And like I used to with my physical issues, I can't work now.
Okay.
And I used to do welding, and
gotcha.
I was working at Trick Trucks, Trick Trucks, lifting trucks and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's like welding and lifting trucks is like my passion.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
And it's...
You just haven't been able to do that. So the injuries, I know you have the brace on your leg.
Yeah.
So did you have any other injuries leading up, or any other conditions leading up to the accident, like spinal, hip, anything like that?
Well, I got scoliosis in my spine.
Okay, so some of that was prior to the accident. Got it.
I mean, it has increased in pain since the accident. It's a lot.
Okay.
I mean, before working and all that, it would be, all right, yeah, right where it's bending, it's getting messy.
Yeah.
And then now it's just like, oh, I sit too long and it's screaming.
Gotcha.
And it's a mess.
Yeah, which I think is why it's so important that you do the work that you do with Rebecca.
Yes.
Because I know she, like, I see her making up your workouts, and we talk about it a lot, where she does so much of an emphasis on core stability and core work and stuff like that, because I think that's probably huge for you.
Oh, yeah.
Because some of the stuff, you know, have you seen that you've gotten movement back since you started with Rebecca?
There again, it's...
Not really remembering.
Yeah. It's,
okay.
I mean, people tell me.
I can see it because I mean I've seen you over the past year and I can see that your gait, your step pattern is astronomically different than when you came in. So you might not notice it because it happens so slowly.
Yep.
But I mean you've made huge strides with it, which is awesome.
Well, I really appreciate you telling me that because I'm like
Because I know it's got to be frustrating sometimes.
Oh yeah,
it has to be
definitely.
But yeah, I mean you're headed in the right direction.
Yep.
So is it mainly lower body that it affects you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just like my left arm.
Yeah.
I used to have, I mean, I'm not saying I had big arms or muscle or anything, but I had a bit more muscle than I do now.
And okay.
It's, I mean, I still got some strength in me, but not what I had before.
Gotcha.
I'm
okay. So... How do you think exercise helps with the mental side of the recovery process? We can see it helps you out physically. Do you feel like it puts you in a better mood, makes you more positive? How does that affect you?
So exercise has helped me a lot.
Okay.
And I need to keep exercising to build my body back up, and hopefully my brain will start talking to my leg. Start talking to my leg and my nerves.
Yeah. Get basically everything waking up, get that mind muscle connection.
Get it on the
back.
Left side again.
Yeah.
And then hopefully my left side will start to move.
Yeah. Yeah. What about more emotionally or, your outlook on things after you've been exercising?
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Before I used to be a butt.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie, I'd be like, oh, screw this, and now I'm just like, you know what? Don't take today hard. It's it'll all get better.
Yep.
And you just gotta take your time and go with the roll. It's that's what you gotta do.
Yep.
And
that's awesome.
I'm right now doing my training with Rebecca because I got to, and I want to get my leg back working.
Okay.
And I just want to be normal again. I mean, I'm normal now. I just want to be, I'm like 90% normal. Yeah. I don't want to be 100% normal.
That's awesome. So now what you have that goal for yourself with getting the function back in your leg. Do you have any other goals for yourself?
I want to drive again.
Okay.
And I want to work.
Want to weld again?
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, welding is my go-to job.
Okay.
And I mean, I got certifications, everything in it.
Yeah.
And it's just a real, come on, Zach, you gotta get to it.
Yeah.
And
so you started welding in high school?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, my dad, me and him, he did side work a bunch.
Yeah.
And he did welding on the side on jobs and all that. And so he would teach me then. And then when I went to high school, my shop teacher was like, all right, so we're going to start welding. And I was like, what? Sweet. I was like, oh, yeah, come on.
So how long has it been since you've welded then?
Ooh.
Because how long ago was the accident again? Was that, you said?
16.
2016?
Yeah.
Okay, so 2 years. I'm sorry. I think I said 5 years earlier. I'd said something. I was thinking about something else. So 2 years ago is the accident.
Yeah.
You've been training with Rebecca for 1 year.
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy that you've made this kind of progress in 2 years. For some reason, I thought it was longer. Wow. So probably 2016, you had been welding. So you've been out for 2 years to try to get back into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think that could happen, man.
Yeah, I mean.
I
got my welder at the house.
Yeah.
I got my. Well, my dad's got a big stick welder.
Okay.
And I got my MIG and TIG welder.
Yeah.
And TIG's absolutely my favorite welding.
Okay.
Because you got to do the rod and do the arc, and oh, it's just amazing.
It's an art form.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it absolutely
especially
is.
TIG welding is an art form.
Yeah.
But MIG and stick welding, anybody can stick weld.
Yeah, yeah. You give a monkey a shield and he's good to go. Yeah. That's awesome. I really think, especially with how fast you've made this recovery process, I think, you know, having that goal in mind and just keeping that in sight, because it's helpful. Sometimes when people have gym goals and things get frustrating, it's helpful when you have something outside the gym. I mean, this is a good outlet for it, but if you have something in your life that you want to get back to doing, using the gym as the way to get back to that. So the gym is just a stepping stone to you getting back into welding.
Yep.
Obviously, once you start welding, you better keep coming back in the gym.
Oh, I am. Oh, I definitely hell.
Yeah.
Oh.
You good? Yes. Yes. You know how important it is now.
Yep. And anybody wants some welding done?
There you go.
Hey, you're the man.
Yep, I see Zach. All right. So I'm going to spring these on you. The end here, we always do a rapid round. I'm going to ask you just some simple questions.
All right.
I did let you know about the last one that I'll ask you, but the rest of these are a surprise for you here.
All right.
So just the first word that comes to your mind here as we go through these rapid fire questions. What is your favorite healthy food?
Steak.
Steak? Okay, there you go. It can be healthy. You can get a lean steak. There you go. Just they always drench it in butter at restaurants, though. That's
running into
problems. You grill it yourself, you're good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm a griller.
Okay, good. There you go. So what about your favorite, maybe less than healthy food? Cheap food.
Ice cream.
Ice cream? Oh, there you go. Do you ever talk to Rebecca about ice cream?
Uh-uh.
You should bring her ice cream in sometime. She won't. You if you brought her in mint chocolate chip ice cream, she would have to.
Oh my god, that's my favorite.
That's so funny. You guys got to talk about that sometime. She loves mint chocolate chip ice cream. That's her favorite. Let's see. As a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up? Little kid.
Oh wow. Wanted to be a farmer.
Okay.
Yep.
That's cool. Because that was in your family, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
My grandfather, he had a farm. Well, not a farm, but he was up there in West Virginia and. Living the good old country boy life.
Yeah. Wait, where in West Virginia?
Romney.
Romney, okay. So I grew up in Falling Waters, West
Virginia. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So let's see. Let's say a movie. We're going to make a movie about your life. What actor would you want to play you? You can pick anybody. He doesn't even have to look like you.
Burt Reynolds.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. Smoking demanding. Come on.
There we go. Now I need to see you shave the beard off and just leave the mustache.
Oh, like, no. Like, no.
Like that Magnum P.I. mustache. Burt Reynolds. That is awesome. Like now Burt Reynolds or like old Burt Reynolds?
Like Smoking the Bandit.
Smoking the Bandit. There you go. Yeah, you got to get somebody younger. So when you're working out, what's your favorite exercise?
Well, I want to get my abs back.
Okay, so you like ab stuff?
Yep. Okay. And that's helping with my back, too. So
absolutely.
I mean, anything with my back and anything like that. I mean, any workout is awesome for me.
Okay.
But I want to get my abs and my back.
And your back, back.
Straightened up.
So there's what is there, an exercise that you hate anytime Rebecca's like, we're doing this today, and you're dreading it?
Pretty much the step-ups.
The step-ups? Yeah. She makes you do them every time, too. But honestly, that is one of the most important patterns for you getting that function in your leg back. So as long as you can just think.
Yeah, it's just the goal for me right now. It's like, come on, dude. We got to do this, and your leg's going to get better every time you do it. So I'm game for it.
Yeah. Yeah, just think if you can get your leg 1% better every week.
It'll get
that means it's 100% better in 100 weeks. So in 2 years, that thing's back.
Yep.
It's just think about it that way. It's the easiest way to get
that. That's fine with me.
Yep, there you go. If you were an animal, what animal would you be? Be any animal. Maybe one that's a little bit more like your personality.
Don't be a dog.
Your dog? Okay.
Yep.
Any specific breed?
Blue Heeler, Australian Blue Heeler.
Okay. Why? Is there a specific reason?
Yeah. Okay. My grandfather let me have an Australian Blue Heeler, and I named her Lucy.
Okay.
And they are a cattle dog.
Okay. They're so big, right? They're kind of taller?
They're like...
Oh, okay. So they're not super big.
No. Yeah. Mm. And they are just full of energy and rowdiness. And I'm like the same way.
That's awesome. All right. So now, and Rebecca's going to listen to this later. If Rebecca was an animal, what animal would she be?
She'd be a horse.
Why a horse?
Because she will just stomp me right to the ground.
She delivers a mean kick. Yep. You never stand behind Rebecca.
No.
That's pretty funny.
Sorry, Rebecca.
All right, so this last one, and we're a little more serious on this one. If you could go back, and let's say you see yourself coming out of a coma, you could go back and you could talk to yourself as you come out of the coma, what advice or words of encouragement would you give yourself coming out of that?
Well, that's a deep one. But I would say to myself that you can do this. It's not a death sentence with lots of love and support and family. You can do anything you put your mind to and never give up. This is only a temporary setback.
Man, that's an incredible perspective to have on that.
Yep.
Everybody has the worst thing that happens to them
that
they have to deal with. And I think those words of encouragement are great to whatever somebody's dealing with.
Yep.
That seeing that as a, because obviously for you, seeing that as a temporary setback, most people would see that as not a temporary setback.
Yeah.
And even your doctors probably did not think it was a temporary setback. So
yeah.
I think that's awesome.
They're probably thinking this kid might not walk again. Yeah. He might not talk again. I mean, I was having real speech problems.
Yeah.
And I just gave it all my got, and I'm here right now talking.
That's awesome, man.
And I'm just so happy I am still here with my family.
Yeah. That's incredible. Well, you kill it in the gym every time you come in here. You know, seriously, I want to encourage you to just keep doing what you're doing. You have an incredible attitude. That's one of the reasons I wanted to have you. That's the biggest reason I wanted to have you on to talk to people is because of the attitude that you come in with. That when Rebecca's doing something and it's difficult for you or you're stepping up and you're having some trouble and she's helping you and I see you laughing at yourself. I think that is the greatest way to enter in to any type of struggle is having that positive mindset that you have and a sense of, you obviously have a great sense of humor. Keeping that sense of humor and just keeping your head up like you have.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. Cool.
It's just a, like I said, it's not a life sentence.
Yeah.
And keep kicking it and I'll get back to it.
Absolutely. I have no doubt, man. That's awesome. Cool. Well, thank you for talking to me today.
Oh, no problem, boss man.
Awesome.
I sincerely hope that you can take Zach's words of encouragement to himself and say them to yourself with something that you may be struggling with to overcome. A positive mindset sets the tone for any battle, be it physical, mental, or both. So go into it with that idea of it being a temporary setback that you will come out on the other side of for the better, and you'll be well on your way to doing so. Thank you so much for listening today. I really appreciate it. If you could leave us a rating on iTunes or Spotify or whatever platform you're currently listening to us on and share this episode with your family and friends, that would be awesome. All of this July, if you sign up for a subscription to Straight Shot Training, you'll get a month for free to start out your progressive functional fitness training with us. I promise you, this is not like functional fitness that you've done in classes before. You'll get stronger, faster, more athletic, and you'll move well and feel great while doing so because of our unique approach to programming. It does take some time to get into it, though, which is why I want you to try it for a month before you pay anything for it. $21 a month, and you get 6 workouts a week, all with demo videos, access to a private Facebook group, our nutritional protocol, plus a weekly coaching chat with me to help you keep progressing with the program. Just head over to straightshottraining.com and click Let's Get Started to get that free month of training. Thank you again for listening, and have a great week, everybody.